This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter. So, Gina, sorry to bang on about Twitter yet again.
You're forgiven.
Thank
you're
you.
Forgiven.
But I was watching a conversation today on Twitter, and I'm not even going to give the guy's name out because I don't want to give him any kind of publicity whatsoever, other than the fact that he is extremely opinionated. He's got 29,000 followers, and he's tweeted 14,726 times.
My God. Okay.
So right. we shall now name him Mr. No Life.
Mr. No, exactly. Mr. I ain't got no job.
And now what was happening is basically he was baiting people. He was trying to provoke a reaction by being incredibly negative about, the recession, the economic downturn, whatever you want to call it. And basically, you know, blaming the president, blaming the war in Iraq, just basically blaming anybody at all that he could point a finger at. But the interesting thing was that he was also really attacking anybody that tried to have a positive outlook on the whole situation.
Mm. So he's basically getting a lot of energy by people diving into where he's at and debating with him. Certainly,
yeah.
Sounds that way.
Totally. I mean, if you have I'll send you his link after the show, because like I said, I don't want to mention his name. pretty much every single post that he has is a reply to somebody else. Very few of them are his own statements. It's always, to want of a better word, bitching back at somebody else. Mm-hmm. And what I have also noticed as this progressed, the life coaches, the positive thinkers, the motivational speakers were all basically saying the same thing to him is, you know, yes, things are quite bad, but you can't just wallow in that self-pity and that negativity. You have to bring yourself out of it. And he would turn around to them and say, well, you know, if you want to stick your head in the sand and sing la, 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 then go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, people like him, and I think it's what we were talking about before, will probably call themselves realists.
Oh, yes.
And yes. They love using that word. It's you know, when I have discussions with people about, well, it could be political things or it could be something more personal, I often get accused of not being realistic because I'd rather look at the positive aspects of something and see how I can change,
yeah,
you know, change my situation. Because personally, I've been there, done it, bought the, you know, life's a mess t-shirt, and it doesn't solve anything. So my choice invariably is I'll allow myself a bit of self-pity or a bit of, you know, throw my toys out of the pram, but then I actually want to dig myself out of the hole. I don't want to dwell on negativity because it doesn't shift anything.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of people that's really how they get energy, and by drawing other people in to the debate instead of just standing and watching and having a laugh at his expense, he has been able to get quite a few thousand people getting all hot under the collar, thinking about this guy, tweeting him, getting really mad. And he's just like a little playground bully laughing at the other end of his iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I must admit, I was tempted to reply and just simply ask the question, why are you trying to challenge anybody that is trying to have a positive outlook on life? And then I realized, no, if I do that, then yeah, I'm going to be a part of his ego.
Yeah, you'll fall into the wicked evil net. Yes, you'll just be, and he'll be rubbing his hands. Oh, another victim.
Absolutely.
I've successfully wound up someone else.
Yeah.
And he's there, totally incognito, hiding behind his, you know, Palm Pilot, whatever the hell he's doing it on.
Oh, it's BlackBerry. So he's not.
Yeah, his laptop, whatever. He's not even in the public arena. He hasn't got to face anyone, you know, face to face. So he just, it just smacks of like a little playground bully. He's either doing it deliberately, a kind of Mr. Grumpy, one foot in the grave,
yeah,
style-y, or genuinely that's his way of thinking. And he really thinks that he's actually helping people by drawing their attention to the fact that we have a serious problem. I mean, everyone bloody knows we have a serious problem. And, yeah, you know, I mean, cutting up credit cards would be a good idea, but that's a whole other story, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm just thinking, actually, it's very it's funny that you should call him a bully, because one of the other things I notice about his tweets is that when he's replying to these people, he is incredibly directive at the person replying, and really tries to get at them as a person, not just as their idea or their opinion, but he tries to make it personal. I mean, one of the things he said was about this person sticking his head in the sand was, "Oh, and give me your address so I can go and look after your family."
My God.
And that was almost stalkishly, you know, I took that to mean almost.
That kind of behavior is actually a threat, isn't it? It's quite threatening.
Exactly.
So anyone with any sense or any common sense would just ignore that and not dive in and play ball with this guy, but then some people really like that kind of, you know, head banging. You know, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's at work, whether it's in the playground, whether it's on a bus or in the, you know, someone got stabbed in a supermarket queue, you know, it's just kind of everywhere. And that aggression is everywhere. And I just think it's just best to walk away. And you definitely did the right thing by not engaging with it.
Yes.
It's very, very tempting. I mean, even hearing you talking about it, I'm suddenly sitting upright thinking, who is this guy? You know, I'm going to tweet him out, you know.
It really does. I mean, the expression, "it gets my back up," is so appropriate for this, because it really does make you sit up straight and think, how dare you speak to other people like that, that you don't know and that you have no idea what their situation is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing with Twitter. I've noticed several arguments that do get very, very personal in 140 characters. It's quite amazing.
That's quite a talent, really, isn't it? You've got to give them credit for that. You know, if you're going to get insulted in 140 characters, that's pretty good.
It is. It's quite astonishing, really. I just don't know why. You know, I think, yes, a lot. I mean, on the one hand, I think being a realist is good. Yeah, there is a difficult situation. But I think it's just having a balance. That's the key. It's not going into la-la, hippy-dippy shit. Oh, everything's fine. It's all great. Because for millions of people, it's really shit out there now, and they're having a difficult time of it. So I think he has a point, and the la-la woo-woo lot also have a point as well. And I think it's just grabbing a bit of both and meeting in the middle, being realistic. Yeah, it is difficult, but it also provides, without being too positive, it does provide an opportunity for people.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of strikes me as similar to, well, any kind of political or religious debate. You can have a really good debate about religion and politics, but it can also just tip over the edge and go way down the line where you're thinking, why am I even talking about this? Because it's not going anywhere. They're just dragging me along for the fun of berating me. And it's at that point that you have to make that decision and stop it and walk away. If it's a physical, I mean, I've had this kind of argument with somebody in a bar where it started off as a nice, really juicy debate, and it got personal. It got really personal. And in the end, I just simply turned my back to them and walked out of that bar and just went home.
Because good for you.
That was the only way I could take power away from him and give it back to myself from where he stole it.
I think those kind of things happen sometimes when there's underlying issues between the people involved. I know that's happened to me, and we've started off, you know, I can be in just conversation on the phone or in a bar somewhere with someone talking about, it usually happens with politics, and I understand they have their opinion, I have mine, and ne'er the twain shall meet. And if I, you know, hold on fast to mine, there can be a bit of attacking going on. And if I don't budge, then sometimes if the person's a bit vindictive, they can bring out something else.
Yes.
And then it does become personal. Absolutely. And that's when it's time to question, how much of a friend is this person?
Absolutely.
I need to really get out of here, because this you know, it's kind of unhealthy.
Yeah.
So it's a good kind of, it's a good check, I think, because I think definitely we have a mental reaction to like a debate. We're thinking about it. We've got our opinion, but also physically our body always tells us the truth. And usually if we're feeling that uncomfortable, like you said, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Get out, forget it.
Absolutely.
You know, don't try and hold your ground. Just let them have it.
vote with your feet, walk out, unfollow, defriend, you know, whatever you need to do to get yourself out of the situation. You will know if it's gone too far.
Oh, definitely. Just it's just not yourself. Worth it. It's not worth the stress yeah. or the raised blood pressure.
Absolutely.
No, I think that I think being realistic it is good. And sometimes I know I'm quite, I don't know. I'm not going to judge myself. And I just prefer to think more positively because it makes me happier and it's less stressful. I mean, how about you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, everybody gets a sort of a down day, don't they? They always sort of feel a bit blue on occasions. But yeah, totally. I make every effort I can to see the positive side of something, to see the lighter side of something. And if I can't see it right now, I'll have a little review of it, you know, a short time later, because chances are you probably can laugh about it later on and see the funny side or whatever. Yeah. I think the only time that it's a little bit more difficult is maybe when it's a work relationship that you have to deal with and you cannot get away with. But I think we will save that subject for another podcast, because I think that dealing with conflict within the workplace is something that probably a lot of people have experience with and would like some help on. But if it's friends, Twitter relationships, anything like Facebook, vote with the button, vote with your feet, and get out of there. Don't put yourself up for the that kind of abuse.
No, definitely don't. All those people tweeting that guy, stop.
Absolutely.
In the name of love. Don't do it.
Thanks ever so much, Gina. That's all we've got time for. Looks forward to speaking to you next time.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Paul. Take care. Bye. Watch those tweets now.
Indeed. Yes, I will. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
So tonight we've been talking about expressing your positive or maybe your negative side of life, or another way of putting it, the realist and the la-la way of life. Of course, it's important to have a debate and discuss things openly, but do be careful. If it starts to become much more personal and directed at you rather than just simply debating your opinion, it's really time to make that decision. Is this actually benefiting anybody? You always have the option to vote with your feet, walk out of that place that you're in. If it's on the online, then you can defollow or defriend that person. You always have the option to stop that relationship. Never allow somebody to take away the positive side of you. Good luck.